from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The debrief, August 7, 2024. Not to deter us from the big topic on the day, but I got some career news, football related. I will be joining the award-winning KDKA radio high school football coverage this fall. A sideline guy.
Which means that it takes you away from us on Football Fridays. But it's for the best of
most likely,
of
unless
reasons.
Unless they want me to fly a jet to whatever stadium we're at. Yes,
I mean the rich get richer. We get a little poorer for your absence Friday, but the rich get richer.
Our loss is their gain.
An already award-winning production gets a guy who I think is absolute wheelhouse material for this. A lot of these high school kids are going to know exactly who's interviewing them.
Yes,
know that they are talking to a trench guy. A guy who battled as an undersized center at Greensburg-Salem. You're going to have instant cachet and rapport with these guys. I think, frankly, Donnie, you're going to be a pig in slop with this, and I think you're going to crush it.
Are you going to go by Donnie Football or Donnie Chedrick on the sidelines?
I mean, I guess I can leave that up to Dan. He's normally the man that runs point on this.
I disagree
with
that.
0% chance Dan, if left to his own devices, goes, and let's kick it down to Donnie Football.
I think he's got
to
be Donnie Football. That's your character.
I do
that's your moniker. It's perfect for this.
What's your middle name?
Joseph.
I would, if I were thinking this was left up to Dan, he'd go, now for a sideline report with Donald J. Chedrick, as he's with a member of the winning Rams from Pine Richland.
That was a good impression.
Do you think he'll be like a buttoned-up sideline reporter that's asking the hard questions, or you'll be more of the zany sideline reporter? You'll be the one that's like doing stories on like a fan that's trying to set a hot dog record.
Tony Siragusa, the late great Tony Siragusa, was a great sideline guy for Fox.
So you're going to try to...
We may be in that same breath.
Stand under that goalpost. They're really hitting out here.
Hold on a second. I didn't think he was on the sideline, but he was not a sideline reporter.
No, he was just
an analyst that they just had on the field. So is that going to be your role? Or is it going to be... Because you know who's actually that role? That's Doran on Pitt broadcasts. Larry is the sideline reporter.
Doran is
a sideline analyst. So are you sideline analyst or sideline reporter?
I mean, I took it as reporter.
Just the facts.
See, I think he'd be great as a sideline analyst, almost like Craig Wolfley does. We're like, man, you got to see these guys down here.
They're hitting Chalooch. The pads are popping.
You got to see this left guard for Aliquippa.
Pony, why not both?
He's got legs that are tree trunks and arms that look like legs.
Why not both? Why not? Here's a sample. Why not this? Guys talking with, I don't know, who's a team that will play Aliquippa? in 4A this year. Who's in their section? Bell Vernon, okay.
Yeah, that's one of the first games.
Guys actually on the Bell Vernon sideline here, and Bell Vernon's head coach really giving it to his defense right now.
Giving him the business.
About the way that Aliquippa ran on them. And guys, I can tell you from watching, Aliquippa getting great contributions from their three interior linemen opening up big holes. That Bell Vernon defensive line's going to have to find some answers. I think you could do that.
I think that's right up
in
the
your
alley.
Sleep.
Yeah, but
that's reporting.
I will also be...
But that's reporting and analyzing, and I think that's perfect.
Yeah, and I think I will also be the halftime, get the little interview with the coach, post-game interview with coach.
Can you wear a fedora
of the game?
Can you please wear a fedora with a little card in the brim that
Donnie,
says press?
I really honestly feel like there are roles that people were born to play in movies and TV shows.
You were born for this. Like, this is wheelhouse for
I've
you.
Honestly never done the sideline thing. Like I've done play-by-play.
Okay.
I've done
I've got an,
the
I've got an update already.
Analyst.
Our big boss, Michael Spack, just said he will be both.
There you
he
go.
He will be wearing both hats, the analyst and the reporter, as it should be.
Jason Alexander had never played, what was the guy's name again on Seinfeld?
George.
George. He had never played George before that show. He was perfect for it. You've never been a sideline reporter before, but I think you'll take to it like a fish does to water. You'll be excellent.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
to both of you. I'm really looking forward to this.
And I
know Spack is very excited. PJ is very excited.
And I think you have an authentic love for high school football.
Well, that's
and
why
what high school football means to this region.
I've told you guys before, like you guys will bring it up on air or even off air discussions, like if I ever miss high school football or covering it, whatever. And I tell you honestly, yeah, there is part of me once we get around this time of year. Like that first crispy night in September, I'm thinking, man, it would be sweet to be out there.
I think those coaches are going to respond big time to you because they're going to know they're talking to like a fellow high school football traveler.
Remember
like a
when
guy
we,
that loves it as much as they do.
Remember when we had people calling in talking about how much they were scalping tickets for that Aliquippa football game?
Oh, yeah, that was big. And we get to go to the pit very early on. The
yeah.
new
they're
pit.
Playing Bell Vernon.
Yes.
Yeah, well, now you can call it Heinz Field. I think there's going to be one problem that you run into, though, here. And I think it's going to be a potentially big one. I think they're going to have to keep you from getting mobbed on those sidelines.
I agree. See, I feel like KDK Radio has become synonymous with high school football, which is great.
100%.
Because, again, it's so important to this area.
100%.
But I do, and Dan is a great play-by-play guy, and Coach Lee is a character. But I will say this. This is just me as a consumer of it.
You
this
love
is,
to consume. Oh, you are just gobbling it up like Pac-Man.
You're talking to someone who watches and listens and
yep.
takes in high school football, and that gives me an opinion on it. I do think ever since John Fedko left the Fedko zone, there is an opening for someone to be the big high school football personality in Pittsburgh, and I think the man on the other side of the glass now has a chance to carve out his niche
emphasis
as
on,
that guy.
Emphasis on personality, because Dan, as good as Dan is, and Dan's very good, when you think of Dan Zangrilli, you do think of baseball first. He's a jack of all trades, like any great play-by-play
oh, yes,
man. He can handle
and
everything.
And also buttoned up, very professional.
But yes.
He keeps it straight-laced.
When you discuss it as a crispy night in September, you're just speaking their language, man.
You're getting chills just thinking about it right now.
I think myself and Johnny Lee are going to click big time.
I agree with that.
And plus, I don't know if you're going to find more strength in the Yinzer accent than the two of us.
Here's the other thing you have. You played offensive line. We always know the linemen, smartest guys in the meeting rooms. He's going to be able to break down that game. You know what you're also going to do? You're going to be asking these coaches, like, pretty brief but intelligent questions. You're going to get great answers because they're going to say, again, this guy knows his stuff.
And we
cold.
Can't big time Donnie. You know, he can't get a D dart from a high school coach. He's better than that.
Chirp could still throw one at him.
See, I don't think so. I think he's going to see a football
now,
guy.
Now, if you did a TJ,
now, here's the
if
thing.
You did a TJ game in the middle of November, or whenever the season's close,
I'm wearing cargo shorts. Which there is a TJ game on the schedule. It is early, though. It is early, but the cargo shorts will absolutely be out.
Yeah, I think this is going to be tremendous.
I gotta pay homage to the
you and Chirpak,
the man at the top for TJ.
You and Chirpak doing the Spider-Man meme at each other. You're pointing the microphone at him. He goes, "Wait a minute."
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.